you know, it was a long time wait from the National League game against Dublin, and we'd lost five games in a row. So the important thing was to win the game first and foremost was the important thing, and you know, to get started out. And you know, last year we went up to Armagh and hammered Armagh up in Armagh, and everybody was talking about winning All Ireland. At least this year that pressure's off, and people do not expect Donegal to beat Monaghan, particularly on that show.
Good performance by a number of players. Man of the match, Orr McNeilly, scoring the two goals, and that really put Donegal with a very strong grip in the game, and both of those goals went in.
Yeah, exactly. Most people say goals won matches, and that was proven yesterday. I thought the first half, Donegal were really, you know, they settled in well. Fermanagh were playing very defensive. Donegal were pacing their build-up, and the quick hands, particularly Frank McGlynn being playmaker, and his quick hands and his ability to play one-twos, which not enough players do, is to take the return. That's when you'll break away from a player, particularly with a black card there. And Frank McGlynn was excellent in both goals, but that first half, you know, his quick hands from him and Hugh McFadden was brilliant. So look at, yeah, there was a lot of pluses out of the game and everything else, but I just thought our discipline was disappointing. And there's a lot of head-high tackles in Gaelic football now. Dangerous head-high tackles. It wasn't in my time in it, but there's a lot of it in it now. But every time you do that, you're going to pick up a yellow card at least. You know, disappointing. The Neil McGee incident, you know, I mean, I think he was hit himself on the ground when he went to ground, and he reacted to that there. But you can't react to that. That's what people want you to do, and how important Neil is to the team and everything else, and how much leader he is to the team. And the way I know myself from listening to my own lads, the way he looks after players on the field and everything else. So he's going to be a big loss, you know. But I think in fairness, you know, he was provoked into doing it, and you know, it was a reaction to something like that there. But the thing about it is that the referee seemingly had given a free out and then changed his mind. And that's what the Donegal players want to argue about then, Oshie, and they were getting on the referee about that. Now, I don't like to see that. We had the same thing in the Mayo game where we're over around the referee and getting on the referee. I just don't think it's our style in our football. I think we just need to, you know, have ourselves totally disciplined, focus on what we're good at as playing football and do that. And don't be as fired up as we are. Maybe they are too fired up, and maybe, you know, they're, I'm not saying under pressure, but they want to deliver for the county, and that's a good sign of them.
We'll want to deliver now against Monaghan, but that task is going to be made even harder with the likes of Neil McGee not available and the full back line in there, when you've got the likes of Kieran Hughes and obviously Conor McManus and the threats that they pose. And if you add in the injury to Ciara Lacy, the injury to Neil Gallagher as well, we're missing a lot of big men, which is going to be a big, massive game.
Yeah, it is. But if we go back to the game me and you did up in Castleblaney that day, Donegal won 4-0, score up and looking really good. And then for some reason we sat back that day, maybe too much, and maybe Monaghan takes a while to settle. So I think it's a 50-50 game. Yeah, we're going to have to improve. It's good to have the game in Breffni, not in Clonus, our point of view. Yeah, we're short them players, but other players have come up to the mark. Like, we had players yesterday coming up to the mark. And I think it's important, you know, we might get people say, but getting in some of these younger fellas into the team, yeah, it's important, but it's important to put them into the right team. You're coming up against a very experienced Monaghan team, and you're going to need experienced players against them. But look, they'll get it right. They've good footballers and not that far away, and Monaghan are not that strong in the middle of the field, where probably Donegal are weak as well. So that might, we might, you know, break even there. So yeah, good game to look forward to, and looking forward to it, and the pressure's off.
The pressure is off. Was that a good test for Donegal ahead of Monaghan, given what we've seen Monaghan do to Down in the second half? What Donegal have got more out of their victory against Fermanagh than what the Farnley County would have done against Down?
In modern day football, Oisín, 14 men makes a big difference, you know, because of the level of fitness. And normally the extra player teams, you know, if you're playing Dublin, you don't want to lose a player, because I mean, they're going to run over you. That's what Dublin do. And I think from the point of view of looking at it, you know, from Donegal's point of view, we're forgetting about that there, that we had, we're they took it back to a point to start of the second half, and then, you know, and we're down to 14 men. I thought we showed great character, great grit, and we will gain a lot out of that there, you know. And I think that will take us on a lot. And I think, you know, that game there was more of a help than the game was against Armagh last year. Yeah, Monaghan hammered Down in the second half and looked very, very impressive. And they are impressive. They are very impressive. I feel they're the best bunch of players in Ulster and Monaghan. So it's going to be a big task. But, you know, as I said, pressure's off. Going to Breffni Park. We like Breffni Park, Donegal. We like playing it. So, yeah, it's going to be a very interesting match. And it's going to be a big occasion with a full house in Breffni Park. And I think it's the best stadium in Ulster. And what an occasion. Our minors are out before it as well. So, look, it's another big day out for Donegal. Let's look forward to it and let's enjoy it.